Now, we're going to end this hour with the story of another person who supported Donald Trump. She lives in Western Pennsylvania, but supporter may not even be a strong enough word to describe Leslie Rossi.
What the Trump House is a grassroots movement with discussions, and you'll find people there that stay all day. They come and they plan to be there 15 minutes and they stay for 4 and 5 hours because they just love all the people they get to talk to.
Leslie's talking about her own home on Pennsylvania State Route 982. She turned it into a political tourist attraction devoted to Donald Trump, but she never planned to spend the next 4 years playing host to thousands of visitors.
People were just amazed how beautiful it was. This old, old house that we just painted like a flag really meant a lot to people, and it drew attention. But the reason I did it was for delegate awareness, because in Pennsylvania, the popular vote gets 17 delegate votes and 54 were unbound. And so what I had found was other candidates running that were good candidates had their delegates really working the people, telling them to vote for them, but they really weren't saying who they supported. So essentially, the voters in my area in Pennsylvania, really in all of Pennsylvania, if you voted for Donald Trump but picked the wrong delegate, you could essentially knock him out of that slot. So it was really important to know what Trump-supporting delegates you should vote for. So that was the main thing behind it, and that was in April of 2016. I loved his passion. I loved his love for the country. I loved his slogan, America First. Make America great again. Those things coming from a small town with family and, you know, work and all the things I grew up around. We needed someone who wasn't a politician, who wasn't going to be bought and vote, you know, or do things because they were getting financial gains from it. He was for the people, and I think we needed a people's president, and we got one. Then the next thing you know, I had people pulling off the road, saying the Pledge of Allegiance to the house, you know, I would see people praying. Next thing you know, we had crowds and crowds and bigger crowds, and people were really, you know, they wanted to talk about, you know, everything going on in their lives currently. And it was very troubling to hear everyone's hardships and where they were at that time after 8 years of Obama. And so many meaningful discussions took place there, and I met thousands of people, all of different walks of life. And it was just such a beautiful grassroots movement that it turned into something really big. And so it was amazing how many people registered to vote, how many Democrats came there, not necessarily liking Trump in the beginning, unsure. They wanted to discuss why should they vote for him. I would give them reasons and say, well, where do you line up? And they found out just through talking that they really did line up with his platform, and so they voted for him. Now those same people are coming back and they're switching their party. So that's what's different in this election. Those people, I don't have to sell Donald Trump to them. They love him. They're all in. They've seen 4 years of him. They're behind him, and they're switching their party. All through 2016, I know the polls and the media kept saying we wouldn't win, but I never felt once that we wouldn't, because I believed in what the people were telling me. And I was seeing so many big groups of people from all over and hearing the same thing, that they wanted change, that they were very troubled by what Obama and his administration had done to them financially. And for many other reasons. So, you know, I really never had doubts. And this time, it's even easier because the people, they're really, really behind him. And he was a great president for the 4 years we've had him, and we're going to get him in there again, no problem.
That's Leslie Rossi of La Trobe, Pennsylvania. Now, as I said, we're going to keep doing these voter roundtables between now and Election Day. We'll hear from Democrats, we'll hear from independents, we'll hear from all sorts of folks. So let's take this as an opportunity. What kinds of issues would you like to hear your fellow voters struggle with or think through on this program? Send us a message on Facebook or Twitter. We're at On Point Radio. And let us know what the issues are that you want to hear your fellow Americans talk about. And we'll do our best to try and put together shows around those issues. Thanks a lot for listening today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.